I'm going to start the show off. Rob's going to read something, I believe.
Yeah, Vic, I believe we have just entered into the apostolic age. And, you know, in the book of Ephesians, in the second chapter, in verse 20, it says, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, obviously Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. But Vic, the apostolic mind says, unless you can become greater than me, I have failed you. And Jesus said, greater work shall you do. And, you know, Vic, Jesus's ministry didn't stop when he died on that cross, and obviously he was resurrected and ascended, but his ministry flourished. The apostolic ministry is, it'll continue to flourish and excel. And let me read in Acts chapter 4, verse 33. It says, with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. And, you know, the apostles confirmed and put language to what God was doing in that season. And great favor or great grace or mega grace came upon the church at large corporately.
You know, you might have been brought up, you know, believing that it's a pastor, an assistant pastor. And I want to say this, for a long time, that was the case. That's what we've seen. And then the pastor would take off his hat and he'd become the teacher. And then he would invite an evangelist in. But what I'm talking about is we need the cornerstone. That's called the apostle and the prophet. So I believe for us to take this area from Montauk to Manhattan, remember I said I'm going to teach you things before we start to proclaim what we're going to do, I've got to make sure that we're in alignment. And one of the things is we've got to see the apostolic movement come back into place. And I tell you, when you see the apostolic movement come back into place, that is an indicator that Christ is on the horizon. That is an indicator that your redemption draws nigh. That will be the indicator. Let me tell you about indicators. We've got to be looking for them. We've got to be wise. You know what my prayer is in my room all the time? Lord, give the spirit of wisdom and revelation to the body of Christ. Give the spirit of wisdom and revelation, because I've watched the world and they've done some things. You know, there's an organization right now, I've seen it online, this man sent it to me, his daughter's sick and she's got some sort of disease. They set up a web page for this kid. They tell the whole story of the child. And if you want to donate to this child, if you want to visit his child, it's magnificent. I said, man, why aren't we doing stuff like that? I'm not talking about putting my kid out there, but I like the concept. I like the idea. I met this guy for 5 minutes, but now I feel for this man. I said, oh, I didn't know he was going. My God, come on, people. We cannot stay in the box any longer. I'm not going to stay in the box. How about you? I'm about to jump out of the box and say, hey, wait a minute, Jack's coming out of the box. You know, I've been on that thing where they crank up the Jack in the box. You know, they've been cranking it and cranking it and cranking it, and the box stayed closed. This is the hour where many of God's remnants, many of God's people are going to come out of the box.
Actually, Vic, you touched on it. I was going to read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, and it says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And the spirit of wisdom is the apostolic, or the application, or knowing how to apply the prophetic, which is revelation. And it's not just good enough to see. We have to learn how to put legs and get from A to B. And that's what the apostolic mind does. The apostolic mind is not going to be contained in the four walls of a church in this hour. And we've heard about this, and it's a resurgence of the term marketplace ministry. But God, man, Jesus was so out of the box. Most of the miracles he did in the book of Acts were out of the synagogue in the streets. And we've got to take what we learn in the church, which speaks of Ephesians 4, where these fivefold ministries really are the coaches that gets the playing team out on the field to score points or baskets or whatever you call it. And they're like move like pawns on a chessboard. But I also love this, Vic, in chapter 3 in the book of Ephesians, and I believe there's a real resurgence of this taking place. It says, how by the Spirit of revelation he made known to me the mystery. Verse 5, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of man, it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. So I believe God is revealing things that have been concealed, and he just flipped the switch. I felt it in the Spirit, where we have entered the apostolic age just several weeks ago.
And I want to say this also, you know, when a demon comes in the Spirit and he wants to bulldoze or he wants to bully us, I want a big demon to come and deal with me. I don't want a little wimp demon to come and whisper something in my ear that I'm caused to believe what that demon's saying. You know, I've seen so many Christians today, they get a little bug in their ear and they think they got all the knowledge of God. But I don't come to you as somebody pointing my finger down to you. I come to you to lift you up. I've come to tell you the other side. I've come to tell you that Jesus is alive and well, and he is going to restore. And for all you leaders that are hearing me under the sound of my voice, I love the church. My Bible says that Christ died for the church. I'm not preaching against the church. I'm preaching about the new church that's going to arise in the universe, because the Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church that Christ has built. But I'm seeing other pieces of the church that need to come together. We've got to become people of love. You know, we're getting to the point now, we walk in churches and we become like robots. Come on now, hear me. We wave to the one we know, we wave to the other one we know. The pastor comes up, the prophet comes up, they walk like they're robots. They don't look to the left or the right. That day is over. I'm telling you, God is looking for fivefold ministers that smell like sheep. They're going to know the voice of the shepherd because we put time in. We've helped them. We've done more. But I tell you something, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I call it the spirit of manipulation. Come on now, hear me. And I tell you, God's against it. Now you say, why do they flourish? Because God has counted them out. And we need to count them out and just go on doing the work that God's called us to do.
Vic, I believe in this hour, us being Pentecostals or charismatics or having the term born again, need to embrace different religions. And I don't mean befriend their doctrine or come under, but, you know, we can influence people because Paul said, be all things to all men. And I just believe it's an hour where we need to open ourselves up a little. And that's what the emerging church is all about. But in the book of Mark, 2nd chapter in verse 22, it says, no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine bursts, the wineskin, the wine spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins. So I just feel like the Lord's saying to me, I would love to pour out the new wine, but it would leak. I would love to pour out the Holy Spirit upon that corporate church, but they couldn't contain it because they don't have the wineskin to contain the new thing. And even in the book of Isaiah, in the 43rd chapter, it says, behold, I do a new thing. Don't look toward the former things, but it shall spring up. And you can read that. I believe it's Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. So God is doing a new thing in this hour. It's time to move with the cloud. We cannot feed or live on yesterday's manna because he only gives us enough manna for today.
And that's so true. And I just feel impressed to say this again. I have not come to lead a rebellion. I have not come to get rebellious people and make them more rebellious. I've come with the spirit of truth and revelation, that you would understand that this is the hour, that I don't want to arrive in heaven with I should have, could have, and if I only knew. My God, I want to be able to to teach the body of Christ a prophetic message, something that's about to happen. I tell you, you don't know where this world is going. They just caught 10 people that were going to commit horrendous crimes in the United States recently. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you when they caught them. They caught them with the truck at the truck rental place. That is too late. That means they already rented the truck. They have their supplies. I tell you, I'm not saying it to scare you. I'm just saying, my God, thank you, Jesus, that they didn't get through so far. But I say this, we don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know what's down the pike. That's why the church has to rise up. We've been going around too long. Ho-hum. Some of you look like you've been baptized in prune juice. You got to tell your face that you are part of the new wine. Some of you are like so fit, so tight. I've seen somebody recently prophesying in the church. She closed her eyes and she held her breath in and then prophesied. She looked like a bomb ready to go off. I said, what's going on here? I tell you people, we've got to start now looking, talking, smelling like Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something, if he wasn't going to go to the cross, he would have won the masses. They would have all come to him. He had that kind of charisma. I tell you, when he was at the lake, the Bible says the multitudes came to hear him. How many come to hear you or me when we preach?
You know, they ripped the roof off to get to Jesus. That story where they lowered that man through the roof, Vic. And they said, we have got to get to him. And I believe there is a resurgence. There's a spirit of revival on Long Island. We honor every fivefold pastor. We honor every fivefold leader. And we believe that God is downloading strategy from heaven.